Saint of the Day with Father Anthony Casamento.
Saint Ignatius of Antioch. Because Ignatius lived so long ago, we know very little about his early life. Tradition tells us that he was the disciple of St. John the Evangelist, who was the first bishop of Antioch. Ignatius was the second. As a bishop, Ignatius was like a shepherd, gently leading his people to understand the teaching of the apostles and to put those beliefs into practice correctly. In the year 107, the emperor demanded that Bishop Ignatius publicly speak out against the faith. Ignatius refused to deny his belief in Jesus. The emperor sentenced him to die in Rome, far from Antioch. He wanted to make an example of this man. 10 soldiers were assigned to guard him on the long trip from Antioch to Rome. Bishop Ignatius used the time to write 7 letters. The letters reminded the members of the church to be faithful to Jesus and to follow the teaching of their bishop. They encouraged the Christian community to serve the poor and needy. Ignatius's letters have been persevered through the ages. They still guide our church today. As Ignatius and his guards journeyed to Rome, they were met at different places by the local bishop and many members of the Christian community who came to honour him. It is said that he blessed everyone and told them he would pray for them. Ignatius was not afraid to die. He said that his death would be his birth into the new life made possible by Jesus' resurrection. The church honours Ignatius of Antioch as a saint. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.